Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
News of two silent keys this week, VK4HBN and VK4KAL, joining the list of silent keys for this WIA year. On the 9th of September, Joski, VK4KJO. On the 20th of October, Norm Phillips, VK4CNP. VK4FPJT, Paul J. Turner, on the 22nd of October. And then, this week, in November, the news of VK4HBN and VK4KAL. It was sad but not unexpected news that Alan Whiting, Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Bravo November, went silent key during the early hours of Friday, November 20. Alan had been battling cancer for a long time, making many medical trips from Stanthorpe to Brisbane for specialist care, eventually being admitted into palliative care in Stanthorpe early November. Alan and Val were for many years Far North Queenslanders, original members of the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, then foundation members of the Tablelands Radio Group and long-time members of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club. Alan was a man of the land, extremely experienced in agricultural management and a wizard in successful practical solutions to technical problems. He was born and bred at Mareeba in the Atherton Tablelands, earned the nickname of Mullet amongst the locals and worked as a wardsman at Mareeba Hospital, then with Val travelled extensively across the country seeing the wonderful sights of Australia, eventually settling in Stanthorpe. While health allowed, Alan was active on HF, a regular on a number of nets, and participated in many of the Tableland Radio Group's field operations. Many who knew VK4HBN are going to miss Alan's practical outlook on life, his wonderful tall tales but true, and the massive well of knowledge he provided to all in amateur radio. Vale, Alan Whiting, Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Bravo November, Silent Key. And going silent key Tuesday, November 24, Gordon Loveday, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Lima. Gordon was a foundation member of the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club and a long-time member of the Wireless Institute of Australia, where for many years he coordinated the WIA Intruder Watch service. From their property at Rubyvale, Central Queensland, Gordon as secretary and wife Dorothy, silent key as treasurer, kept the fledgling Chark Club going to become the dynamic club it is today, with a repeater network that spans an area greater in size than Tasmania. Gordon and Dot were made life members of the Chark for service to the club and amateur radio in general. Gordon was also a long-time member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, very active in his local land care group and, when time permitted, engaged in DXing on HF, 6 and 2 metres. It's certainly going to be hard to find somebody with the sense of duty and tenacity that Gordon had to fill these shoes. He'll be sorely missed. Vale, Gordon Loveday, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Lima.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. How sad is it that the ACMA had to post a request to the amateur community to use courteous behaviour when they're in contact with the Australian Maritime College? The naughty child aspect is reinforced with the threat of recurrence of poor behaviour being reported to the ACMA itself. I and the majority of amateurs will heartily agree with the request, as normal behaviour is that of using manners. It's a matter of respect to another person that we are polite in our speech and manner. The punk era is a part of the youth rebellion of 40-odd years ago, and whereas there may have been humour in TV programmes, such as The Young Ones, some of which is available on YouTube, the style of behaviour today has left that type of crudity behind. Most of us are aware of the rebellious rump that exists in the hobby, and most would not be aware of some of the crudity and invective that has been showered on WIA office bearers, unless they've had private conversations. Sadly, the WIA is not a regulator, and is a volunteer body which doesn't have the option of waving any big sticks, as indicated by the ACMA announcement. We should, of course, ask, what is the ACMA's role in the current debacle, which is the licensing and call sign allocation processes? Under the deed which grants agency to the AMC, it would be expected adherence to prompt and efficient processing of applications would happen. Yes, there have been the delays when the parent body, University of Tasmania, applied the COVID-safe measures that were required in that state. But the ACMA has granted license to extend the time for processing from 45 days to whatever, it seems. I do not believe that the ACMA officers have such a luxury, and I have to ask why it has permitted its commercial agent such leeway. When you read of some of the delays that people are experiencing, and accepting what they say is true, you really have to wonder why the ACMA has not insisted that the AMC adhere to the same standards as it applies to itself. The frustration of candidates and others is understandable and should have been foreseen by both the regulator and its agent. When the minister is not responsible for the regulator's conduct, and we have Caesar judging Caesar, we can hardly be surprised when we end up in the proverbial yes, minister scenario. I can only ask that we all follow the amateur's code in our behaviour, and we are courteous and respectful in our dealings with other people. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango. In the Ipswich area, it's heard every Sunday morning following the national news on 147.375 MHz.
On the Q News social scene, Southeast Queensland Amateur Television Group is holding its Christmas meeting Tuesday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m. Redcliffe Radio Club Rooms in Klinger Road, and feel free to bring a plate. Mackay Amateur Radio Association end-of-year breakup happens Saturday, the 5th of December from 12 p.m. at Magpies Sporting Club. The TARC Christmas Party, December 13, that's the Sunday, and on Friday, the 18th of December, the TARC Christmas Lights Tour. In 2021, the TARC Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp, Thursday afternoon the 21st to Tuesday afternoon the 26th of January. It's the Wyong Field Day, February 28 in VK2, Redfest on April 10, and Alara Meet in VK3 in Bendigo, October 1 to 4. So, if you've got something happening on the social scene here in VK4, drop us a note. qnews@wia.org.au. I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.